Coach, getting ready to do this one-on-one with AD Adam Dunn. So all of you on TV, man, stand by and watch out for this interview. He big league and Adam Dunn? No, you can't. Don't take his credentials. Coach is on the road taking youngsters behind the scenes all year long with the big leaguers. And we got AD Adam Dunn. He done made enough cameos in our show, so he's on tap today. All right, let's talk about this big league season. I mean, Adam Dunn, you done established yourself in the big leagues. I mean, what does it take for you to get yourself mentally prepared for a season?
You know, you just got to be consistent. You got to have a routine, one, because we do this every single day. So you have to have the same routine, whether if you're going good, whether you're going bad. You know, you just got to have familiarity to, you know, just, I mean, routine's the best way I can put it. Is you just got to be consistent.
And more importantly, you know, coaching college ball, I always tell my kids, no matter what stress the game bring out, you got to have fun.
Yeah, if you're not having fun, I mean, this game is hard enough. And if you're not out there having fun first, then, you know, you might need to try something else. I mean, this game is meant to be fun. Obviously, you know, at this level, it can be very stressful and, you know, very demanding. But, you know, again, it's still a game that I love. It's still, you know, I still enjoy playing.
You know, in our Facebook nation, you know, we get these questions. We know you play your defense according to the hitter, but what about the shortstop, second baseman moving all the way over to first base, third base moving over short? What kind of shift is that for you?
Well, yeah, it's not. It's not. I mean, it's not fun. First off, you know, because obviously they're shifting because of the way they're going to pitch me. So, you know, obviously when you're looking, you know, on TV or you're in the stands or whatnot, and you see this enormous hole over here at third base, obviously the main question is, well, why don't you just hit it over there? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, first of all, if it was that easy to do, you know, I would definitely do it. But, you know, it's just, it goes by how they're pitching you. You know, it's hard to hit a ball over there when you're getting something diving, you know, down and in on your back foot.
You know, I haven't seen you drop a bunt down yet, though. That'll max them up.
Yeah, that would mess them up. You know, that's something that, you know, the situation, you know, I don't want to go out there and just give myself up, because I really feel like that at any point in time, you know, I'm able, you know, I'm able to pop one in the park. So, you know, the situation, if it dictates something like that, then, you know, I definitely will always check it.
So the coach put the bug in your head, in other words.
All right, there you go. Yeah, I'll give you all the credit.
Okay. You know, you talk about how fans look and think it's easy. They don't realize that, you know, you guys are a major league team facing a major league team, and they out there to win a ball game just like you guys, and they just think it's supposed to be automatic when you guys come up to the plate and the pitcher make pitches.
Yeah, and again, we've, you know, we're built to not make excuses and things like that, but, you know, realistically, I mean, we've run into some pretty good, you know, pitching staffs, and obviously this series is no different with Tampa Bay coming in. So, you know, it's definitely challenging. We just, you know, we've got to find a way to get it done.
And, you know, again, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes. Now, you know, I know being a college coach, or having been a college coach, that a lot of characters make up a team, and a lot of stuff going that what happens on the team stays on the team. But I hear Adam Dunn's a pretty big character on this team.
That's a rumor. You know, that's a rumor. I'm probably as boring as they come. You know, I just...
Oh, I'll see you now. I hear the rookies hat from you, by the way.
No.
You know, we've seen y'all handcuff a few up to...
Yeah, we try to have a lot of fun, you know. It's, yeah. Again, you're with these guys more than you are your real family, so... you know, you got to try to get along, you know, make it enjoyable each and every day. And, you know, with my personality, I try to, you know, keep it as loose as I can every day.
So how about Chicago? How have you made the adjustment to this big city?
I love it. I mean, you know, I've said that day one. I came here in 2001. I mean, this is, you know, this is by far you know, my favorite city. You know, I didn't know how much I would enjoy living here, you know, because obviously, you know, when you visit a place, you know, it's obviously different when you live there. But, you know, I've enjoyed every single second of it. And, you know, it's a great city.
So your wife haven't spent all the money up on the Magnificent Mile yet, have she?
Yeah, I limit her once a month. She gets a trip once a month.
Okay, well, you don't give her the platinum card, I know.
No, she gets the cash. When she runs out of that, she gone.
Coach, take your youngsters behind the scenes with the man, AD, who makes cameos on all my interviews.
Yep, I'll let you have Q by yourself, though. Okay. That won't happen again.